Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do part two of Biz Bites with Bonnie, where we're talking about the mindset for success. But before we get into that, I always want to take a moment to thank you for being here. I am so honored that you take time out of your day to spend it here with me on the show, whether you're listening when the show is first aired or if you're listening 2 years from now. It doesn't matter. It's still your time. And I know that time is our most precious asset. So I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I try to keep Biz Bites with Bonnie to 15 minutes or less. And when I have a guest, obviously, I spend a little bit more time. But those shows are about 30 minutes. But I really want to keep these short because otherwise they're not Biz Bites anymore, right? They're Biz Chunks. So anyway, today we're going to continue with part two. Now, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. And you come from that, you know, heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. If that's you, maybe that's why you're here. So welcome. If this is your first time, welcome. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I hope that you find this is going to be another show with great insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. And as always, please check out the show page before you leave today. I always have a gift for you. In fact, I usually put the gifts for the last 50 or 60 guests that I had. I check them periodically to make sure they're still, the links still work and all that. But there's a whole bunch of things in there for you. So check that out before you go. And there's always a way to connect with me on Facebook or social media, on my website. And maybe you have a message to share. Maybe you'd like to be a guest on the show. I always love connecting with new people. So if you want to reach 60-some countries in the world being on a podcast like this one, let me know, and we'll have a conversation, and we'll get you on the show. So make sure you check out that show page before you leave. Now, last week, or 2 weeks ago, actually, when we met last, we started talking about the attributes or qualities of successful people in terms of mindset, what makes them successful. And we talked about the three things that all successful entrepreneurs seem to have in common. They have a clear vision, clear on what they do and who they do it for. They view every problem as an opportunity, and they want things to be their fault so that they can fix it and learn from it and have a better experience in life because of the experience of the mistake or whatever it was. So having said that, we went into some of the attributes that successful entrepreneurs have. Adopting an abundance mentality as opposed to a scarcity mentality is number one. Having the knowledge that, the understanding that everything is about energy. You want to put yourself in the best vibration possible most of the time. I mean, nobody can really do that 100% of the time, but make that your dominant way of being. And then understanding that failure is not a bad thing. It's how we learn. Creating that long-term vision, not just short-term goals, so that you've got a destination. You can set your GPS, so to speak. And then don't be afraid to break the rules. Dare to be different. You are unique. Be proud of it. And then we ended the show last time talking about how important your intuition is and that we all have it and we all have that inner wisdom. But we have to sometimes stop and just be still for a little bit so that we can hear the answers. So listen to your gut. Now let's go on with some of the other things that we didn't get to last time. So number seven, because we ended on six. So number seven is to have positivity flow through everything you do. And the reason this is so important is because we get what we expect, right? So expect the best. Coming from that positive standpoint, as opposed to the glass half empty type of thing, you just get better results. It's just the way it is. And beyond yourself, be happy for other people's successes. Because if you're not, say you know, someone that you know, a colleague or something, has great success in whatever area. If you're not happy for them, if you're, you know, jealous or like, oh, why can't that be me or whatever, that's actually coming from a place of lack as opposed to a place of abundance. So be happy for other people's successes and then help those who are less fortunate than you. And you don't have to look very far to find those folks. So positivity is so, so important. And that doesn't mean you have to be, you know, a Pollyanna and see everything as roses. But, you know, I think sometimes it's helpful for us to wear those rose-colored glasses because it is how we perceive things that then leads to the actions we take and the way we do things and our energy, right? It's all about that energy thing. So positivity, really important. And this kind of goes along with positivity. I guess I want to talk about another really important concept, I think, that all successful entrepreneurs have, and that is gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for where you are on the journey, the lessons you've learned, where you've come from, everything. You know, Tony Robbins said, when you're grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. And as I mentioned on the last show, I love Tony Robbins. His quotes are just profound. And I think this is so true. When you are grateful, your fear disappears because you're not thinking about that. And the abundance then can come into your life. The abundance appears. So, you know, this sort of goes along with being positive, but noticing what you have, you know, what you've accomplished, where you've come from. Nobody came from, well, I suppose some people have come, you know, they didn't have to work hard or whatever. But for the most part, most people have had some tough times when they first started. Notice that in your own journey and be thankful that you came through, you know, you came out the other side. You came out the other side of the tunnel. If you were ever in a dark place, that coming out of the tunnel feeling, that's what you need to have all the time, 24/7. At least in my mind. I mean, when I had the accident back in 2009, I've always kind of been a grateful person. But oh my goodness, gratitude takes a whole nother leap up, whole nother level. So if you need help to, you know, be inspired, whether it's positivity or being grateful for something, just search on YouTube. There's tons of videos out there to inspire you. So you know, there's, you know, you don't have to have a life-changing or near-death experience or something like that yourself. Just go to YouTube and watch some videos. It's amazing how much better that makes you feel. And then be willing to take risks. All successful entrepreneurs take risks. They all do. And I don't mean doing, you know, things willy-nilly and not really thinking it through. But don't let fear stop you. You know, there's that saying, no guts, no glory. That's kind of true. If you don't have the guts to take the risk, you're probably not going to get the big results, the huge successes, the glory, so to speak. Taking risks is just part of being a successful entrepreneur. It's just the way it is. You know, there's an unknown quote that I like, and it's, and you've probably heard this before. If you don't have big dreams and goals, you'll end up working for someone who does. And I think that's very true. If you're not willing to take the risk, somebody else is going to take it. Somebody else is going to do it. Maybe you'll end up working for them, but you're not going to have your own entrepreneur journey. And if that's what you want, that's fine, because not everybody has to be an entrepreneur. I tell people all the time, if you work in corporate America or a factory making widgets or whatever, and you're happy, perfect. You're there. You're living your dream. It doesn't have to be entrepreneurship. It doesn't have to be coaching or consulting or whatever. It can be working in corporate America or in a factory or at a gas station or wherever. If you're happy, you're already there. That's really what I wish for people, is to be happy. And if that's what makes you happy, that's perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that. So number 10. We're getting to near the end here. So number 10, be curious. I love this because life is really like a big experiment. It's sort of a lab that we can, you know, learn from. You know, if you make a mistake, just do something different. Life will be so much more fun and less stressful if you treat it like an experiment, a big experiment. If something doesn't work, you try something else. If you make a decision that was really not your best decision, just choose again. We have choice every moment of every day. A split second before we say or do something, we decide to say or do that. So just decide again. Just choose something else. So when you look at life as a big laboratory, as a big experiment, it takes some of the stress out of it, doesn't it? It's a really healthy way to go through your entrepreneurship towards success. And then maintain a healthy mind, body, spirit balance. And this is so important that this is like the core of everything. If you're not well, you know, you're not physically, emotionally, spiritually well, that wellness piece has to be there or nothing else works. Nothing else works. So take care of yourself. Good self-care, you know, your physical body, you know, exercise, nutrition, sleep, water, all those things that we all know, but we don't always do because we're busy doing our business or whatever. And then also, don't forget the emotional part of you. Make sure that you are healthy in the emotional and mental health areas. I mean, we're hardest on ourselves. We are so critical of ourselves. We would not be so critical and forgive other people far sooner than we would have for ourselves. We're just hardest on ourselves. That's just the way it is. So what I'm asking you to think about is don't be hardest on yourself if you can. And, you know, if you're beating yourself up for something, acknowledge that because every emotion should be acknowledged, but then choose something different. And then feeding your soul. This is so important. Whether your spiritual life is, you know, within organized religion or your interpersonal connection or however it is you feed your soul, the work you do. I mean, I had lunch with a good friend many years ago before I went into business on my own from the clinic, the large multi-specialty clinic that I had worked at. And he said, Bonnie, life is too short. You have to do what feeds your soul. And that is so poignant. And I want to share that with you because life is too short. You need to do what feeds your soul. So take a look at your business, at what you're doing in your entrepreneur journey. Does it feed your soul? That's part of your spiritual life too. Not just organized religion or your inner spiritual connection or however you practice. It's also how you are in the world. It's the work you do. You know, I say that all the time. A holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. So maintain that healthy balance and all of the components, mind, body, spirit, everything. And then the last thing I want to talk with you about today is to accept help. You don't have to do it all alone. We're not supposed to do it all alone. That's why you and I are out there, right? That's why there's so many people out there who can help you reach your dream much faster. Just like you help your clients reach their goals much faster. Many of us who serve as a holistic entrepreneur help others because of what we've learned the hard way so that they don't have to go through all those struggles. We can help shorten their learning curve. Well, the same thing goes for you in terms of your business. There are people out there who have made the mistakes, who have had the hard falls, who have, you know, lost all the money or the clients or the whatever, so that they can help you so that you don't have to. You can get to your goal, your success, way faster by learning from other people. So whether it's, you know, reading books and learning from other people, you know, through videos or whatever, or it's having a coach or a mentor or a consultant, there is help out there. But none of that help that's out there is going to be helpful for you unless you accept it, obviously. So accept help. Know that it's a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness, to ask for help. Whether you're asking God, your creator, the angels, your inner wisdom, or another person for help. Ask for help. It's okay. It's actually a sign of great strength. And all successful entrepreneurs have done this, all of them. If you listen to people talk about how they got to where they are today and they're in this, you know, successful place, all of them will say they had help along the way. I have never heard anybody say, no, I did this all by myself. I never had any help. They all say that they had help. So it's part of the journey. So just make sure that you accept help, ask for it, and then accept it when it's offered to you. So those are 12 points, a dozen points, and there are many more, which I want to keep these to like 15 minutes. And so we're not going to get to all of these, but we may elaborate on the whole uniqueness and differentiating factor a bit, because I think that's really important. So I'll do that probably in a future show. But until next time, I want you to, you know, just kind of think about the things that we've talked about. You know, today we talked about maintaining your positivity, gratitude, being willing to take risks, be curious and treat life as a big experiment, taking care of yourself, mind, body, spirit, balance, and then accepting help. Those are critical in addition to the things we talked about last time. So your success work is to kind of just see where you are in all of these 12 points. Are there areas to improve? Are there things to do differently? And do you need help? I mean, that's one of the things. So until next time, I want you to always believe that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.